than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Once again, a great weekend to be outdoors, especially this weekend. I'll tell you why here in a couple of minutes. Thanks for joining us. Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Stephen Labadie.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. She's a quiet night tonight.
No, I'm going out for my sister's birthday tonight.
Oh.
Why? Why you ask?
Because you have hat on today.
I didn't want to do my hair this morning.
I know, and that's usually a sign that there's nothing happening.
No, I'm cleaning
There's no need for hair.
I'm cleaning my car today, so I'm going to get all dirty, so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I didn't.
So you don't want to, like, you don't want to waste washing it twice, right?
Exactly, now. Waste the water products and the hair gel.
You know, washing is way overrated anyways.
No, I wash every day. I go for the shower. I shower every day. Like, I had a shower this morning.
You did?
Yeah, but I didn't want to waste
the extra time and the gel. The gel.
Gel's expensive, man.
Mm-hmm. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board as usual. Before we get into the program, I want to remind everybody about the great Mercury Fish in Canada 9.9. We call it Lotto 999. Are giving away 9.9 Mercury motors over the next 9 months. And leg one of this marathon is coming to a close on Monday.
Yes.
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Some lucky participant is going to get a phone call or an email. Not sure how they're going to notify you, but one of you is going to get a 9.9 four-stroke brand new Mercury motor, high-tech four-stroke 9.9 Mercury motor, just in time for fishing season. So what that means is get on fishingcanada.com ASAP.
Yep.
That's fishingcanada.com. Click to enter the 9.9 contest and to get a ballot in there. You have a chance to get two more ballots in there before we make the draw. Actually, three more. One today, one Sunday, and one Monday.
Yes.
And the more ballots you get in the drum, you know what happens, kiddies.
More chance you can win.
That's it.
Woo.
So we have had participation beyond belief to date. The nice part about this and the good news is that if you don't hear your name drawn on Monday, are we doing that? Like, are we doing anything? Is it a live event? Like, how does that work?
We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh. Well, when you figure it out, let me know.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't mind knowing.
I haven't talked to the boss about that.
All right. So anyways, the good news is that if you are not the lucky winner of leg one of the 9.9 Great Outboard Motor giveaway, do not despair, because all those ballots that you put in there throughout this first month all get transferred into the drum for leg number two, which will start immediately after leg number one.
And if you have common sense, that same thing.
What do you mean common
sense?
See?
Common sense.
Yeah, you're bugging my people now. sense.
If you have common sense, you'll carry the more the following month, et cetera, et cetera.
The more, the better.
Exactly.
Look at that. Look at us. Eh?
So simple.
Who would have thought back then, you know, when we were toiling in elementary school, that one day we'd be here talking about stuff like mathematics.
Talking about common sense.
Mathematics and common sense. But nonetheless, that is the case, and it's all happening at fishincanada.com. That's fishincanada.com, F-I-S-H-N, canada.com. Go there, push the enter button, answer a skill testing question.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, like real skill testing question. They have a hint button at the bottom of the page.
It's taking you back to elementary school. There's a hint button right there.
But anyways, a lot of fun had by all there on that site, fishincanada.com. Enter the contest. We will be drawing at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, this coming Monday, and sending out a 9.9 Mercury four-stroke motor, and then continuing into leg number two immediately after that. So enter often, every 24 hours, actually, and up your chances each and every time you push that button.
Yes.
Whew. That'll wore me out.
time for bed.
And while you're there, subscribe to the Fish in Canada newsletter, the exclusive Fish in Canada newsletter, which goes out to members only. You don't have to be a member to enjoy the fishincanada.com site. However, if you do sign up as a member, you get a whole lot of additional goodies that the others don't get. So it's up to you. No big deal. Don't forget that Canada's Giant Muskie Odyssey is going on today in Bowmanville, Ontario. Canada's Giant Muskie Expo in Bowmanville. The doors open at the Garnet B. Richard, I don't know, either one. Recreational Complex. I'm sure there's not more than one of them in town in Bowmanville.
Let's Google it.
It runs from 8:30 this morning to 5:30. And we want to say hello to all the folks there that are listening to the program. Have a wonderful day. Great opportunity to learn more about Canada's, I think, greatest predator fish, the muskie, and talk to some of the experts and exhibitors that will all be on hand in Bowmanville at the Great Canadian Muskie Expo. I believe I have heard, don't quote me on this, I have heard that our very own Mr. Bowman will be there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just it's a rumor.
Rumor has it.
Milling around. This story sounds rather familiar. It's about the red wolves in the U.S. We've talked about them a million times. Red wolves slash fox, because we're not really sure how to categorize them. But they are in the and there are very few of them. There's less than 100 of them, actually, in the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge in North Carolina, and they are protected under the Endangered Species Act, obviously. There's only 100 of them left. And they're cousins to the Algonquin wolf that lives in central Ontario and Algonquin Park, hence the name Algonquin wolf. But the question is, are they really wolves, or are they a hybrid, or are they coyotes, as a lot of people claim they are? Some landowners hate them. Some sportsmen have no use for them because they eat deer and raccoons and the odd farm animal.
Raccoons.
I did not know that.
I'm fine with the raccoons.
Yeah, they eat raccoons. That's perfect. They eat raccoons.
That's perfect.
You like that?
Yeah, I don't like raccoons.
Okay. How come?
Because they're annoying.
So they're annoying.
We have one in our backyard that makes like this noise in the middle of the night. I'm like, what the hell? I have my window open to get some fresh air in. I'm like, what the hell is that noise? Sounds like a...
What is he, rolling dice on a crap table or something?
I don't know what it is.
Good God. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has so much flack on these little critters that they spend over $400,000 a year to have the National Academy of Science complete genetic studies. And the results are in. What do you think they are, Stephen? Are they a wolf, or are they, in fact, a coyote, or are they a hybrid?
They're all three. I don't know.
Well, that would be a hybrid.
Yeah, hybrid. I don't know.
They are, in fact, wolves.
Damn it.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There you go. And speaking of wolves and raccoons and such, although that would not be appropriate at all. Let me change that. Speaking of wolves and deer and such, the star of Canada's favorite hunting and adventure program, Canada in the Rough, Keith Beasley, will be joining us a little bit later on to talk about the wild turkey and wild turkey hunt that's upon us in a few weeks, actually.
Oh.
So he'll have some tips to share with all of you hunters out there. Frogs, toads, salamanders, and crayfish. What do they all have in common?
I have no clue.
They're all in trouble.
Oh.
This past week, the outdoor community was inundated with news headlines stating the world's deadliest pathogen is upon us, and it was referring to a fungus named BD. And it's a short form for a long Latin name that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. But apparently 90 species of amphibians are now extinct, and 500 are in steep decline. I mean, I have noticed that. I don't know about you, but frogs and toads, they're just like scarce.
Up north, we used to have tons of frogs. You used to catch them, and then you let them go. And also the crayfish. Tons of crayfish, but now they're gone.
Dr. David Lesberrieres. I don't know, something like that. We'll find out when he comes on. He's an amphibian expert from Laurentian University in Sudbury, and he'll be joining us to talk about this particular situation and his views on the story. Then we're going to go fishing Ontario.
Yes.
Garden Island Lodge on Lady Evelyn Lake in northeastern Ontario. This is a full-service lodge and outstanding walleye and northern pike fishery. Joe Henry will be joining us to talk about the big, chunky walleye. And if you want to really get an idea of what we're talking about, go to their site, the Garden Island Lodge site, and have a look at some of those pictures. You'll see why they look. We say they're chunky. These things are on some kind of a terrible diet. Terrible because they're getting fat, but big walleye, unbelievable photos on their site. The kayak fishing is really popular and growing every single day. Some kayaks are designed specifically for anglers.
Let's see, I have one.
Did you know that?
I have one. You do? Yeah, I have one.
Get out.
Yeah.
Specifically designed for anglers.
Yeah.
You bought one.
Yeah. Got it from sale.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. See, every day I'm amazed at the things that you do. Darren Ford will be joining us from Collingwood. He started his own business designing and building kayaks and paddle boards. His company called Daz King Kayaks. It's relatively new, but we're going to find out what makes them different and better, especially for anglers. A lot of ground to cover, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at today's nationally televised Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast to Coast. This week's episode, Mr. Bowman makes a long drive to Canada's East Coast. Big deal. I made that drive twice. Nobody ever, you know, said, you know, Mr. Viola makes a long drive to the East Coast. No big deal. It's like 18 hours or so, 20 hours.
I couldn't last that. I don't know how you guys do that.
Well, it's great.
18 hours on the road?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we stopped to, you know,
but still,
to fill up once.
But you know you have to come back, too. So.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst part.
How are they fly?
Hey, he was off to New Brunswick to visit with the Muskies Canada chapter down there, and he covered the inaugural St. John River Muskie Challenge. The St. John is without a doubt the nation's most unique musky fishery. I've sampled it twice now, and I got to tell you, unique is understating it. It is an incredible fishery, totally different than any other musky fishery that I've ever experienced for sure. And fish are huge, but the interesting part there is that they're viewed upon by most locals as an invasive species,
yes,
and therefore they're trying to eradicate them. While we're trying to save them, they're trying to eradicate them. It's like paddling in different directions in the same canoe. But anyways, you have to see the episode called St. John Muskie Challenge. It's on Global Television Network as we speak. But if you're not doing that, you're doing this, in which case you should do.
Go to fishingcanada.com, click on TV, and next broadcast date's right there. Check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock. And also go on fishingcanada.com and do the contest. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Do the contest.
Do the contest.
How about enter into the magnificent 9.9 Mercury motor giveaway?
You're there looking at the times. Just do the contest as well.
Leg one ends at 3 p.m. on Monday. Get in there. You got three more days left? So three more ballots you can put in. Three times your chances if you've only put one in so far. And if you put none in, put three in between now and Monday, and that's going to get you well on your way.
Yes.
Let's move along. Time for a little in-house safety, my friends. Playing it safe with Bradley Schlorf, a retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How many ballots do you have in the Great Mercury 9.9 giveaway?
I thought I was disqualified.
Oh, that's right, too. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to hear about that.
Okay, I got 100 in.
All right, there you go. Are we all done with the maple syrup business?
The maple syrup business is all packed up for the year, so back at it again next April, but this is the weirdest time of year. So the OPP's Essex Detachment has put out their early annual, we're going to check for, you know, PFDs. They had to throw cannabis in there now. I think that's going to be the way of the world. But and at the same time, icebreakers can't get in the Midland Harbor.
Icebreakers cannot get in, obviously too much ice?
Well, off Hope Island, there's about 20 feet piled up, and there's a ship in Midland that needs to get out. Over the last couple weeks, there's been three different icebreakers come up and try and get into it, and they can't. So, you know what, this just goes to show how different it is. Detachment down on Lake Erie has got their boat in, and they're, you know, giving people the annual tune-up that, you know, don't be a recipient of a ticket for all of the above. And up here, can't get an icebreaker through the ice.
Wow. Any word on when things will start moving?
Well, I don't know. The OPP are going to try and run a launch course in Parry Sound next week, and it looks like the ice is going to impede that significantly, too. So Parry Sound's largely icebound, too.
Maybe we could just take a quick minute here to remind folks what the safety requirements are for small craft, even if you can't get them out right now in your area. What should they be equipping themselves with?
Okay, so the most important thing, and it's still mandatory to wear them, PFD. So you have to have a PFD that fits everyone on the boat. And so if there's a little kid, you have to have a child-sized one. If there's a great large corpulent man, you have to have one that will fit them. So one of those for everybody on the boat. You have sound signaling device, buoyant heaving line, and then based on the size of the boat, things change after that. More things like fire extinguishers, flares, things like that are required.
We can update that as soon as we get more boating conditions opening up, and we will do so each and every week throughout the boating season as well. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Oh, I can't wait to get off and hear Keith, because I need a couple more early season turkey tips.
Do you ever? All right, buddy, take care.
See you later.
Playing it safe with Bradley Schlorff, retired Staff Sergeant with the OPP. That are it. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.